coast to coast and border to border. It's Tailgate Radio.
Hey there, Tailgate Nation. Thank you so much for downloading episode number 129 of our virtual tailgate party as we blasted to all 50 states, all provinces in Canada, and over 50 countries across this big blue marble we call Earth. I am the Grill Sergeant, Sean Largent, and we're wrapping things up out here in Las Vegas at the Las Vegas Convention Center for the Sports Licensing and Tailgate Show. We've been out here for several weeks, brought you some great exclusives and interviews with manufacturers and distributors for some of the coolest tailgating products on the planet. So we're wrapping that up this week. So we hope you have enjoyed this series. We bring this series to you every year. We've been coming to this show for, I think, since 2006 or 7. It's not a public show, so it's for businesses only. So off the street, you can't come in and just buy some products. We have, whenever I was involved in this show, and I did used to have an ownership stake in this show, actually, we tried to have a consumer-based show on the last day for a couple of reasons. One, we think it's cool that tailgaters could come and participate and buy the products. But two, the manufacturers liked the idea because then they could get rid of the inventory they have at the show that they're showing to other buyers and actually leave here very light. And as you know, if you've ever worked in the trade show business, you know, the big challenge, the logistics is packing in and packing out and bringing all your products to show and demonstrate. And, well, if you could sell those off and not have to ship them back to your headquarters or back to the warehouse where you keep them, that makes your life a whole lot easier. We tried to figure it out, couldn't do it. And I know that, you know, having been out to the show after I left my involvement in it, they've continued to keep this a buyer show, and a consumer show does not take place here. So I'm kind of giving you a little inside baseball there, but it's really interesting to know that that every year the major retailers and major big box stores are here in Las Vegas looking at the latest and greatest in tailgating products. So it's really fun to be here. We're going to finish walking the floor, talking to some folks here that are active participants who've done a great job out here. And I hope that everybody that we've talked to and the ones that we didn't get a chance to talk to have had a successful show, because that's, you know, that's what makes America great, is creating something, figuring out how to make it, figuring out how to sell it, and making a successful business out of your product or idea. And I love that. And so we're excited to be a part of that any way we can. And how we're being a part of it now is by just coming and interviewing the folks that are here. So when we come back from the break, we'll be magically transported down to the floor of the Sports Licensing and Tailgate Show in the Las Vegas Convention Center. We're going to be right back right after this.
Rich is just a really, really, really good guy. The term good egg isn't enough to describe him. He's also certified organic and free range. Rich puts the cap back on everything. The toothpaste, the olive oil, the shampoo, everything. He lets his 10-year-old nephew beat him at virtual tennis, even though he can straight-up slay his 10-year-old nephew in virtual tennis. When the toilet paper is running low, Rich replaces the roll on the actual holder, not just on the back of the toilet. Rich is texting and driving. Rich, no. What are you doing, Rich? I was just telling everyone how great you are. Texting and driving makes good people look bad. Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org, a public service announcement brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
You're listening to Tailgate Radio.
What's up, everybody? It's Adam Richman from the Travel Channel, and you are feasting your ears on Tailgate Radio with the Grill Sergeant, John Largent. Remember, chew carefully and eat mightily.
Jeff Warren with the tailgatingkit.com. How are you doing, Jeff?
Good, John. Thanks for having me.
Tell us about the tailgating kit. This looks amazing, and I'd love to know more about it, as I'm sure our listeners would, because this looks like a game day must-have.
Yes, well, John, the tailgating kit is a what it offers is for the avid tailgater convenience, and it's basically a kit that includes everything you need for a tailgating except the food, ice, and the drinks. As you can see, the container is a corrugated box. It becomes its own cooler that will hold ice or water for up to 10 hours. It includes everything from serving trays to warmers, warming trays. Utensils, plates, bowls, spatulas, ketchup, mustard, mayonnaise, salt, pepper, everything you need. And the beauty of it is tablecloth. And the beauty of it is we include two garbage bags. So you spend less time setting up your tailgate. And then when time comes to tear down, everything's disposable. Put it in the trash bags, throw it away, and head to your seat. So,
and the great thing about it is you're not having to run all over town to get all this stuff individually. You've packaged it all in one convenient
Box. That's correct. And what we found, to get everything that's included in our kit, which serves up to 25 people, we had to go to three different locations. So what we're selling is the convenience and the aggregation of all the supplies you need, again, except for the food, ice, and drinks, and put it all in one convenient box. Our premium kit serves up to 25 people, ship it directly to you, doesn't take up a lot of space in your vehicle, and it just allows you to do what we all love to do, which is tailgating.
Absolutely. The worst part about it is the setup and the breakdown, because it takes so much time away from hanging out with your friends, out, eating, grilling, cooking out, whatever you're doing. So the tailgating kit, where can folks, can they buy it online? Is it available?
Yes. Yeah, they can go to the tailgatingkit.com, Once you purchase your first one, there will be a promo code inside that will give you $20 off on your next purchase. And so I would encourage people to try it. If they like it, take it to your next tailgating event.
Absolutely. Or better yet, stock up for all 8 home games for next season at once.
Absolutely.
Thank you so much. I'm here with Jeff Warren with the tailgatingkit.com. Thank you for letting us spend a little time with you here at the Sports Licensing and Tailgate Show. And best to you.
Thanks for your support.
I'm here with Don Paul Day and Mario D. Oliveira, and they are with Cooler Coolers. And I have to tell you, your name does not lie. These things are awesome. Tell us about them.
Well, John, it's a 40-quart football helmet-shaped ice chest on wheels, fully insulated, and it for the face mask, it has dry storage. It's got a little shelf built onto the bottom of the face mask. You can throw bags of chips and dips in there. They're made in Columbia, Missouri, so they're made in the USA. We just started selling them in November, so this is kind of our coming out party.
We started off in Baton Rouge, Louisiana, and we're moving out from there, slowly picking up more schools with the collegiate licensing process. We're picking up more schools as we go along, expanding out.
And do you currently have licenses for all of the teams that are represented here?
We currently have licenses for all these teams.
So giving a visual to the listeners here, they've got LSU, Alabama, Ole Miss, University of Houston, University of Louisiana, Monroe, Southern University, Mississippi State, Southeast Louisiana, the Ragin' Cajuns, and a lot more on the way, like University of Texas and Texas A&M. And just imagine a giant football helmet that's a cooler, and you're going to get the colors are really vivid, and man, this is a must-have for any tailgate party.
Well, the colors itself are actually in the plastic itself, so they're through and through, so the colors molded into the plastic, and then the decals that apply it match exactly the football helmets that to represent the teams.
And so you guys said you just started in November.
We started production in November, that's correct. And right now all our sales are just online, but we're at this show hoping to get our product out there.
So who came up with the idea?
That would be me, John. It was kind of born in the middle of the night one night. Wake up. Had an idea about making a cooler shaped like a turtle. And I know it sounds crazy, but had an idea to do a turtle-shaped cooler, and then I was like, okay, the Maryland Terps. Market it to the Maryland Terps. Well, that idea, my wife kind of told me I was crazy, so it kind of evolved from that point. That's, then it went to the football helmet, and that the rest is history, as they say, hopefully.
I can tell you, they look like a very sturdy design, and we were talking before the interview, and with football season winding down and NASCAR season kicking off, you guys have some plans for motorsports as well, right?
We do. We have submitted a patent probably about a year and a half ago. We're waiting on the approval for it right now, and it'll be a like a full-faced helmet-style cooler representative of a racing helmet, you know, used on Sundays. I don't know if we can use the N-word.
But there'll be racing helmet. There's lots of racing that takes place.
And, lots of racing helmet.
Well, that's fantastic. Well, tell us how we can buy these online. I know in the NCAA season's wrapped up for the year, but people, I can tell you, are always looking for that next great tailgate item for the upcoming season. And a lot of them meet in the off years anyway and do what we call tailgate training camps. Where can I get these things?
Our cooler will definitely add to your tailgate because, like I said, it's U.S. patented, so it's a one of a kind. You can bring out this out to the tailgate. Everybody can order these coolers at coolercoolers.com. As we order them online, we ship them out of Baton Rouge, Louisiana.
We spell it a little differently than you would normally expect. It's CoolerCoolerz.com.
So, folks, if you want to get one of the coolest, no pun intended, or maybe puns intended, one of the coolest coolers you'll ever see, go to Cooler Coolers with the spelling CoolerCoolerz.com and pick yourself out a Cooler Cooler today. Thanks, guys, for having us on.
Keep looking at our website. We're adding new schools every week.
Fantastic. Have a great show, guys.
Thank you very much. Thank you, John.
And continuing on here at the Sports Licensing and Tailgate Show in Las Vegas, Nevada, I'm here with the founder of Victory Tailgate, Mr. Scott Sims. Scott, thank you for having us on Tailgate Radio.
Thanks for having me.
Tell us about Victory Tailgate, because I'm looking around at your booth. It is an absolutely gorgeous booth, and there's so much going on. Tell me about your company.
Yeah, we do have a lot of going on here. We're founded in 2008, manufacturing just cornhole games. Our craftsmanship helped establish a good customer base. Our word of mouth grown. So we got into the licensed tailgating games a couple years ago. And since then, we've been expanding to other products. So we're completely made in America. Everything is made in Orlando, Florida. Everything's sewn, cut, assembled here in the United States.
Looks like you also have apparel and some great wall art. I mean, I'm looking at a Georgia Bulldog. That is a looks like a great framed photo, and just the colors are so vivid. It's really everything you have at your booth is fantastic.
Thank you. Yeah, we take pride in everything we do. Since we manufacture everything, we can control all the quality. So all the apparel's cut, sewn, and designed, as well as the canvas arts. All the technology that we use in creating the cornhole games, we've parlayed that into what else, you know, we could expand to.
Yeah, and I'm looking at some of your cornhole games, and like there's a Boston Celtics cornhole, looks like the full court, Florida Gator with a, looks like a Florida State spear in his mouth, like he's consumed a Seminole recently.
Yeah.
So it's not this your ordinary artwork, it's really quite vivid in color and just a lot of creativity.
Yeah, we try to offer, since once again we can manufacture and produce everything, most of the colleges we offer 10, 15 different designs for, and we're always trying to add new designs. This Gator one that you're talking about is by the artist Guy Harvey, so he has a limited edition collection with us just with his artwork. So we're always trying to do something different that no one else has.
How can folks buy your products? I know here at the show you're primarily reaching out to other retailers, but as a consumer, can they purchase your products online? Or
yeah, definitely. You go to victorytailgate.com, and all our products are online there. That's how we establish ourselves, and they can find everything they want on victorytailgate.com.
I'm here at the Victory Tailgate booth at the Sports Licensing and Tailgate Show. Scott, thank you so much for letting us come by and visit with you.
Thank you.
I'm here with Mike Costner from Camco Manufacturing out of Greensboro, North Carolina. Thank you for letting us stop by your booth.
Thank you, John. Appreciate
now,
it.
Now, I'm looking at a absolutely gorgeous set of grills, coolers, tables. Tell me about Camco and what you guys do.
Camco started in the 60s as a an RV antifreeze business. And over the course of, you know, the years since then, Camco's now grown into a company that has five facilities here in the U.S., several more in Asia. We have a marine division, RV division, a hardware division, which is some plumbing items, camping and tailgate division, thousands of products.
Well, of the thousands of products you have, tell me a little bit about what I'm seeing here, because as an avid outdoors person and tailgater, I want to take all of this home with me. I think this would be perfect for my next tailgate party.
Well, one of the things that Camco does really well is we save space. So everything that you see here is A, portable, and B, mostly collapsible, and takes up very little space as you stow it and it, you know, as you're traveling with it. Our line of grills, the Kuma grills, totally portable. We got some different sizes. They're made of 300 series stainless steel. They have integrated folding legs that you can use tabletop, or there's, you know, several different ways that you can mount those for use, you know, on a boat, on a patio, tailgating, camping, whatever. We have tables. We got a nice grill table that folds up, collapses, and you know, stores in a bag, and you can carry it with you. We got tables that roll up, just everything like that that you would need when you're tailgating, you know, in a that you could put in a small space, carry easily, and that kind of thing, and also, you know, some other tailgating accessories.
Now, are the Camco items available to consumers directly? Can they buy online, or is it directly through retailers?
It is through retailers.
Okay, what are some of the retailers that you guys work with?
One of our biggest customers is Walmart.
Okay.
Amazon. Names you've heard. I mean, they're in camping world. All big names. You know, on the marine side, you know, West Marine. You know, so all the big retailers like that we're in, Gander Mountain, you know, it goes on and on. All the big retailers we're in.
Fantastic. Well, I tell you, you've got some really, you know, until you said it, now I see the cooler that also is a seat and the portable nature of the grills. What a great game day tailgating accessory that I think a lot of folks would be interested in having. And the Kuma grills are beautiful, by the way.
Thank you. So
we appreciate you letting us come and visit with you a little bit. And best of luck at the show this year.
Thanks a lot, John. Appreciate it.
All right, folks, we're going to step out for just a second to take a quick break, and we'll be back with more great highlights from the Sports Licensing and Tailgate Show from Las Vegas, Nevada, right after this.
Hey everybody, the Grill Sergeant John Largent with Tailgate Training Camp. And if you want to be the life of the party, there's only one thing you need that's going to set you apart from everybody else at your next tailgate party or get together. And that is beer hats. You want to go to beerhats.com and check out these awesome hats. If you've got a favorite beer brand, there's a good chance that they've got them already in stock. And if you're a craft beer owner, you can actually have the folks at beerhats.com make you these great hats. A radio ad just doesn't do them justice. Go over to beerhats.com. Place your order, and you're going to find that you're going to be the life of the party at any and every tailgate party. Beerhats.com.
You're listening to Tailgate Radio.
So we're here at the Sports Licensing and Tailgate Show in Las Vegas, Nevada, and I'm here with AJ Zakarian with RoboCup.
How you doing?
Fantastic. Tell us about RoboCup, because I'm seeing all these samples, and it looks like this is a tool, this is a product that has so many different applications. Tell us about it.
Thanks, John. Yeah, RoboCup is very versatile. You can use it for so many things, tailgating, from on the boat, fishing. You can clamp it basically anywhere, and it's a double fister. It's a dual drink holder that converts to a rod holder. But the rod holder may be a barbecue tong one day or a mag light. So it's got a unique shape. I'd say it's over-engineered. It's kind of on steroids, so you know it's going to work well. And you can just put it anywhere you want, so barbecue sauce, garlic salt, cell phone, GPS, you know, definitely beer.
It's definitely a place for you to, on the go, to keep all of the things that you are always trying to find or misplace when you're out at a game or in a parking lot or on a boat. You know, I'm looking at your display here, and there's really not an application that it doesn't work with. I'm looking at for example, a cooler that's a rolling cooler, and you've got it attached to the extendable arm.
And that's the thing. You nailed it. Is that it's got so many uses. And when I was developing RoboCup, it's, well, people already have a rolling cooler. I don't want to resell a rolling cooler and have a high price point. RoboCup was intended that 98% of Americans can afford one. And if they already have a rolling cooler or fold-out camp chair or Easy Up, that they can just clamp it right on there. And the portability is what separates RoboCup from anything else, is that it attaches, no tools required, it's spring-loaded, it's secure, and you can take it from your rolling cooler to your camp chair to your Easy Up in 1 second.
That's what I was going to ask you. How easy is it to maneuver from one place to the other so that you, you know, because a lot of times, especially out in the parking lot, you're visiting with friends, you want to have easy access to your drink, but then you move or you migrate somewhere else in the parking lot. Can you just take it with you and hook it back up somewhere else very easily?
Exactly. Just grab it with two hands, almost like an exercise tool. Got two powerful stainless steel springs, so it's not going to rust. You squeeze it, you open it, clamp it, you're done. And it's just where you want it. Next time you want it 1 inch lower, drop it 1 inch lower. So it's exactly where you want it. Totally handy, and then you can take it with you wherever you want.
Now, how big of a drink will it actually hold? Are there anything from a 12-ounce can to a large water bottle or something like that?
Yeah, the top cylinders that hold the drinks are pretty deep for one thing, so it's not a shallow cup holder, so that makes it secure. You can put a bottle of wine in there if you wanted to.
Nice.
You can put a 22-ounce beer in there. Most of the drinks from the fast food places have a tapered base to it.
Right.
If it fits in your car cup holder, it's definitely going to fit in a RoboCup, which is a little bit bigger than a car cup holder. So most of the time.
Yeah, and I'm looking, and I don't see a color that you don't have. So you have an
camo,
amazing...
Camo is the one color that's going to be added. So we got camos coming, and that's going to complete it. And I think that putting the right color in someone's hands makes a difference.
Yeah.
They're from Texas, it's probably orange, Alabama red,
yeah,
et cetera, et cetera. So now opening up some opportunities with the different colors.
Now, where can folks that are listening pick up a RoboCup, or where can they order?
The easiest way is just Amazon Prime, two-day shipping. It's $19.99, and they'll get it to you in 2 days.
And that comes with two?
They're all double. So the
okay.
Nice thing with RoboCup is that you have your drink on one side and your sunglasses on the other, or maybe it's just two drinks. So they're all doubles, which separates RoboCup from other cup holders out there because they're all singles. They don't nearly work the same way. You got to try it to believe it. It's very demonstrable and touchy-feely product, and then it's impressive. So,
if they want to take a look at this, and we'll get a photo on our website, but where can they actually check out the product online before they order?
Yeah, absolutely. There's videos online at therobocup.com.
Okay.
And all the images are there. It shows clearly how to use it. And any questions, just email me.
Fantastic. AJ Zakarian with the RoboCup, therobocup.com. Thank you for letting us visit your booth for a while, and have a great show.
My pleasure. Thanks, John.
And I'm here at the Sports Licensing and Tailgate Show here in Las Vegas, Nevada, with Marshall Greer. He's with DMC Grilling Foil and Quick Coal. Good to have you on the show.
Oh, thank you. Thank you for having me, John.
Now, whenever I walked by your booth, I was immediately struck by looking at some aluminum foil that had holes in it. And I know as somebody that grills a lot, getting that aeration. And the other thing is, you know, when I do pork and chicken, it always sticks. So I want you to tell me about your product, because if you're telling me what I think you're going to tell me, I'm excited for you, because a lot of people are going to want this product.
Well, we're very excited. It took us several years to come up with the proper the situation where the foil is heavy enough to withstand fire up to about 536 degrees, where normal foil is around 425. And then what we did was we added a couple more microns, which is in aluminum foil terms, a little heavier than what's on the market in heavy foil. And then we had to find a manufacturer that can properly place holes for venting and perforated holes so that we can get that smoke flavor to the food without interrupting the integrity of the foil. And then on top of that, we came up with a very high-tech non-stick surface. And I don't want to say that nothing will stick, but I will say that our foil is chicken and fish friendly. I've cooked about 10 times so far chicken on the skin side, and I flipped them with a spoon. I cooked fish, I've cooked salmon and tilapia, and I flipped them with a spoon. So we're very excited about the fact that we can really claim that our non-stick doesn't stick, and the fact that our foil is very loyal. It holds up under any condition, and we're just excited about it.
Well, tell me about your story, because how'd you come up with the idea? How did it take you from starting the concept to standing here at the convention center in Las Vegas? Tell me a little bit about that process.
Well, my family's from Atlanta, Georgia area, And my cousin, he's a master griller for the last 27 years. And they call me Junior. And he said, Junior, when are you going to make something so I don't have to continually put holes in my smoker? And I said, well, I don't know. And the next thing you know, about a year later, I start thinking about it. And I inquired about it. And then I end up hiring an attorney to do some product research. And we found that there was nothing on the market. So we sunk our teeth in that. And then about 4 or 5 months later, I had 3 prototypes made for me to test. They were without nonstick at the time. And then from there, that's history.
That's fantastic. Well, how can folks get a hold of this for their next tailgate? You know, you've got football season wrapping up, but NASCAR season and racing is right around the corner. And I can see thousands and thousands of people needing this out in the parking lot and in their home, for that matter, to grill and not have to worry about pulling the skin off the chicken, the pork, salmon, all the things you talked about, because that's a big deal.
Oh, absolutely. What you can do is you can just go to www.grillingfoil.com. That's www.grillingfoil.com, one word. And our site is live as of about 72 hours ago. And we're ready to take orders. I think we're on our 7th order. We're moving pretty good. We're happy about everything. And we feel very good about our future.
Well, Marshall Grill, I want to thank you so much for letting us come in. And Tailgate Nation, this is a must-have out in the parking lot, at your home. This is going to save you time. It's going to add more flavor to your meat. And with that nonstick and with those holes, you're going to get that smokiness, that flavor that you're missing right now by just laying down a piece of regular aluminum foil. And I couldn't be more excited. You've got a home run, in my opinion.
Oh, thank you. I appreciate it, John.
All right, folks, that's going to about wrap it up for this week's episode. We're saying with a tear in our eye, we're saying goodbye to Las Vegas, but we'll be back next year for the Sports Licensing and Tailgate Show. Want to remind you that you can check us out over at tailgateradio.com and also at Twitter. And what I'd like for you to do at Twitter is send us some questions, any questions you may have about our travels, anything that you have questions about as far as our favorite tailgating spot, any recommendations for any tailgating events or different stadiums. We've been to most of the college stadiums, Division I, AA. We've been to just about all of them, believe it or not, over the years. Been to every NFL stadium, although we've got some new places to go with so many teams moving around. We'll eventually, in a few years, we'll make it to Las Vegas again, not only for the Sports Licensing Show, but to catch the Las Vegas Raiders. And we will also be, I guess, going to Los Angeles to see the Los Angeles Rams and the Los Angeles Chargers. So there's going to be some weird, it's always weird getting used to that. I still never got over a couple of them. The Los Angeles moving to St. Louis. Although the St. Louis Rams fans were awesome. We were at Edward James Stadium a couple of times and had a great time with those fans. And I hope that St. Louis gets another team at some point. And of course, I never could, this shows you my age, I never could get over calling them the Phoenix Cardinals. They were always the St. Louis Cardinals growing up for me. So it's, the NFL is going to do what the NFL does. And sometimes that involves relocation. But nonetheless, I'm going to wrap it up here. Thank you so much for your continued support. Thank you so much for going over to iTunes and giving us a 5-star rating. And we've got some mean tweets coming up, or unpleasant tweets coming up in the next couple of weeks, too. I don't know if that's next week's show or a couple of weeks from now, but you guys have some really wicked senses of humor, and sometimes at my expense, but that's okay. That's what we're about here at Tailgate Radio, including the community. So for everybody here at Game Day Media, as I've said for so many years, and I'll say it again today, keep the drinks cold and the grill hot, and we'll see you in the parking lot. Adios, amigos. Catch you on down the road.